This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you see the breakdown of the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. contract from John Heyman?
I saw that a monster signing bonus, which obviously allows him to get paid in his home state of Florida from a tax perspective. I didn't dive too deeply in the article, but I saw a lot of it.
Okay, but the bonus then still obviously counts toward the cap.
Yes.
No, okay.
Well, not toward the cap. Toward the...
Not toward the cap. Toward the luxury tax and all that stuff,
yes.
I'm assuming.
I believe that
payroll,
that does. Yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. No cap, obviously, in baseball, which they probably need to get one. But it's weird to me how they would have a signing bonus for $325 million. And the other thing I thought about with this, because then you look at it per year. Per year, it's $17 million, $16 million, $15 million, and then it goes down. $14, $12, $11, $10, $7, and $6 in the final 2 years. How is that even possible? Because of the large bonus. So I'm confused as to why. What difference does the bonus make? That's what I want to know. For our purposes, what difference? So it lowers the AAV, and then does that hurt the unions? Like, is this not good then for Pete Alonso because the bonus was so large? So the AAV is $17 million a year, whatever it is.
No, I don't think that impacts it. I don't think it. Really, the only thing that it really does is it gives Vlad and it allows somebody like Toronto to be very creative where. Nobody's taking their money, so by doing this now with the low actual contract per year, $325 gets spread out over the 15 years based on his home state of Florida because it's a bonus and not where earned the money in the country of Canada.
The bonus, yeah.
Saves a lot on taxes.
Heyman has a signing bonus, $325 million payable from 2025, obviously this year, through 2039.
Yep.
One more thing on this, 4 premium seats and a suite.
Oh, he did get it?
He gets that.
So Soto setting the tone.
4 premium seats and a suite and a full no trade. But I was thinking about this, maybe the most important thing, because the money, I guess you're right, it doesn't really matter at this point. Although if they do ever work into a cap, I just don't understand the bonus part of it. Why not just say we're giving him $325 million, this is how we're divvying it up, and that's that.
I always thought a bonus was, all right, hey, signed for X and Y, and if you sign for X and Y, we will give you Z up front. That's your bonus.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know.
Because the same thing with Pete, where remember we got confused with that, it was a $10 million bonus, and I'm like, wait a second, in addition?
Correct.
But no, it wasn't in addition. It was part of it. The other thing is, dude, 2039. Like, do you realize by the time Vlad's contract, by the time Soto's contract is up, like, I was doing the math. I'm 45 now. I'm going to be 60 years old.
Ugh.
My daughter will be almost 20. Your kids will both be in their
20s. I can't even think about that, dude. I'll tell you what.
I mean, it's insane, isn't it?
You are not at this point yet. I don't know if Hoff has gotten here yet. He might not. You talk about, I only think about this because you push it forward life.
Yeah, 15 years, yeah.
Dude, it gets sad watching the kids grow up. It's an amazingly beautiful thing, but there's a lot of sadness that comes with it.
And then I'm sure it's going to be even sadder at like the 16, 17 age when they start to become adults. And then it's like, all right.
There's an amazingness with every stage that a child goes through. But there's definitely a sadness seeing them graduate to the next phase because each phase that they graduate to, they need mommy and daddy less. That's just the reality of it.
Well, yeah, I can't fathom that
it hurts.
Yet. But I still, when you think about 15 years, the To think that a singular player, Juan Soto, let's use New York as an example, will be here for 15 years. Now, again, we don't know what could happen. Maybe he's here 10, but he's supposed to be here for the next 15 years. That takes me from my 40s to my 60s.
Yeah.
That takes somebody.
Your career's over. Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. In terms of doing this, sure.
I mean, maybe
in
not.
In terms of doing this. I mean, there's other things something. To do.
Yeah, but right. That's long.
You're going to be 60-something years old screaming about what the Giants should do in the first round?
That's a
I mean, I'm going to have to do a podcast once a week. You're going to do that 62 years old every day?
Still relatively young, I think. No, I mean, I want to do this when I'm 50. I mean, let alone 60. I hope to dictate things at some point soon here. But the point is, that's a long commitment when you think about how many things will change in our lives.
Yep.
Over the course. Think of how many fans' lives are going to change over the course of when the contract was signed for the next 15 years.
But
absurd.
It is very much absurd. I think all those contracts will be proven to be awful on the back end, but it's a necessary evil to get it done on the front end. I think that it's really more a byproduct of where we are in life, because there have been other long-term contracts that have been bestowed upon players, whether it's Kevin Garnett's big deal back in the day with the T-Wolves, or even A-Rod's big with the Rangers. Now, of course, he wound up here. But I think that we start to look at that because we're getting older. When we are 15, 18, 19, 20, and we're like, whatever, man, we got our whole life in front of us.
I know, but still, even if you go back to 15-year-old BT or 15-year-old Sal, to think that a player would be there for 15 years, that's unheard of. It's almost 20 years.
Well, think about this, Sal. Think about from our, and it's different because I'm 5 years older, but take your age 10 and my age 10. Yeah. Granted, they're different years, but how many players did we actually see play 15 years for one team?
Right.
In this city.
How long was Jeter? Well, you're talking about
Derek Jeter's one, Mariano. Okay. I mean, there's a couple of Yankees for sure. Eli's one of them. Lawrence Taylor didn't make 15 years. No right. Jets made 15.
Doc,
nobody
Darryl,
from the sack. Doc and Darryl didn't make it.
Right.
If
you go back to being a kid, especially when you think about your young heroes, Greg Jeffries,
Mattingly
Doc
didn't
Darryl,
make 15 years. Not quite 15. Dave Winfield came here from San Diego, was here for about 9 or 10.
15?
Was Guidry 15? But I didn't see early Guidry. I don't even know Guidry 70. Let me see. 76. I don't even think
Johnny
made 15.
Franco?
No.
Say it again, Dove. What happened with Guidry?
He was hurt a couple of years.
Okay, yeah, but still, Guidry. Just longevity.
I don't think Franco did either. I could be wrong, but remember, he had 5 years where he was an all-star a couple times
in
Cincinnati.
Just shy of that.
I feel like it was just short, too.
He came here in 90, Johnny. I'm going to look this up.
Any hockey players? I mean, Henrik Lundqvist was here 15, right?
Yeah, I would think. I have to look that
up. Ewing was here 15, but there's just not many.
Yeah. Either way, to project it forward, I guess in real time, it wasn't a 15-year contract for those guys. It was just, it happened every year.
Yeah.
And whatever their contract was, okay, tap on an extension, whatever it may be. But to know that you think 15 years out, man, it's crazy. I mean, because I saw Hoff was showing me, he's like, oh, did you see the Guerrero breakdown? I see 2039. I'm like, 2039? Jesus.
I know.
It's a long
that
time
just
from now.
Sounds.
Just some quick clarity here from an industry source.
Yeah.
I got a text. The AAV stays for the 500 at $500 million over 14 years. It saves a major money on tax. And even bigger, if there is a lockout or shortened season, the signing bonus cannot be reduced.
Well, there you go. That's a big one, because we're going to get hit with a hard, lengthy layoff.
Now, did Soto get a major bonus like that too, or no?
Don't remember.
I think he did get a bonus. I don't think it was $325
million. No, there's no way it was that, because his AAV, the math wouldn't add up. No.
But this is kind of my point to how something's off with it. So his contract is $500 million. $325 of that is bonus? That's clearly...
You think it's like a circumvention
yes.
of what's... Well, I don't think it is. I think it's just them being very creative. Quite frankly, I'd like to see the Yanks and the Mets get so creative.
Yeah.
The Dodgers came up with these deferrals. They beat both teams to these pitchers, and obviously Ohtani. The Blue Jays came up with this crazy structure of bonus. How about the Yanks and the Mets start doing this?
Soto was $75 million bonus out of $765.
It's nothing.
Right, it's nothing. Vlad, the majority of his contract is a bonus.
It's about 70-something percent is a bonus.
And maybe it does mean where he lives, or maybe they were just more worried about the strike. Who knows?
Well, they had to bend over backwards to get him to stay. Even though I guess he loves Toronto. Now the Dodgers are different, but when you're Toronto, nobody was taking your money. I give them credit. I don't know if anybody else would have been willing to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the fan. David in Westfield. What's up, David?
Hey, you guys may have gotten to all this by now, but
Yeah, I read about it last night on The Athletic. I think it was Ken Rosenthal who wrote about it. So it's nothing like the Ohtani deferral. It doesn't change how the money gets attributed to the CBC or whatever it's called.
Right.
And it's not like a football bonus where they actually give you the whole bonus payment up front. It's spread throughout the life of the contract just like a regular salary would be. It is only so that they could take the $325 million and pay him as a Florida resident,
yep,
as opposed to a Canadian employee.
Yep. So it is then a circumvention, though.
It's a circumvention of taxes, not a circumvention of competitive balance tax.
Right. It doesn't impact the sport, and thank you for the call. It impacts the taxes.
I'm just not even sure if circumvention, I used it before, but I'm not even sure if that's the right word here. To me, like, when you circumvent something, I don't want to say that there's something illegal that you're dodging, but, you know, you're kind of doing something that probably, I don't want to say that you shouldn't be, like, you circumvent
the law.
You circumvent. Why? How?
Because you're supposed to pay money. You're supposed to pay taxes on the money that you earn based on where you're living.
Correct.
So if they're going to say it's not real to have a $500 million contract, $325 million of which is a bonus. And Soto's more in line with a norm $75 million bonus for a $765 million contract. Matter of fact, it may even be light in that regard. To have a contract that is the majority of it is a bonus to specifically get a break because of where he lives on taxes, don't you think that is a circumvention?
I think it's a very creative, very smart, maybe manipulation is better for me than circumvention, and they have very close meanings, but I'm going to go with manipulation. They are smartly applying, they're using the rules to their advantage strategically. And other teams are going to start doing this. But, like, let's just say if there is a salary cap at some point in baseball, what would prevent, and I think I'm with you, I think there should be, and I think there probably will be to some, at least a Florida salary.
Come on, man.
Some of these teams are awful, dude.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying. These teams are just unwatchable, man. Yeah, even if it's a floor, right? So, not a conventional salary cap, but just something like that. Somebody's going to eventually find a way to manipulate or circumvent that where, let's say the salary cap, the floor is 170, and some team that never spends money like the Rays is like, well, you know what? We'll pay it out in a different type of structure that doesn't apply to the salary cap, or maybe the opposite. A team that does spend a lot of money, will enable them to go way past it. Like if it's a $200 million floor or whatever, and the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets or the heavy hitters, the Red Sox have spent some cash, if it's not a $50 million AAV, they avoid that cap going up and they manipulate it by a high bonus structure. Well, then it's just, you're going to have to recreate that model at some point anyway. That's why I don't think anything's perfect here.
And the caller brought up the NFL example. The reason why the bonuses in the NFL are so significant is because that's guaranteed, where in the NFL, the contracts aren't guaranteed. So it's totally different. Obviously, there are salary caps as well with the NFL, but the bonus in baseball is just more, whatever term you want to use, it's all still the same money. In football, it is actually different. You get a signing bonus, you're getting guaranteed.
You get that big fat check right away.
100%.
Good to go.
Right. Let's get back to the calls about Joe Shane, BT. Chris is on Staten Island. What's up, Chris?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good.
Hey, Chris.
Good. What's up, Bob?
Hey.
Just real quick, this isn't my point, but in terms of baseball, what is going on with these contracts, man? It's starting to make Bobby Bonilla contract look like a good one, no?
You're not kidding. The deferrals, the bonuses, it's getting out of whack here.
Yeah, Rick DiPietro's contract, remember that one?
I do. Wasn't that Garth Snow gave that to Rick, right?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yes, he did. So real quick, I think Shane and Drury, I think, have been bad for sure, but Dable and Laviolette don't get a pass. I mean, here are my points. I think it's Drury's job as the GM not just to make good personnel decisions, but also to know your personnel. And he made some bad decisions based on the personnel that he still had in the locker room and how that would affect. And I know we're all big boys and men, and this is a business, but at the end of the day, you know, you had what seems to be like a lot of very sensitive personalities in that room. And the reason why I think that falls a little bit back on Laviolette, although I think Drury was wrong in making things public, and that's probably what disrupted things, is that you play for your coach more than you play for your GM, right? And I think they quit on LaViolette, or something happened in that locker room where, you know, he just didn't have control, and it led to an all-time collapse, in my opinion. And then in terms of, you know, actually, Sal, thank God we had the mid-season Four Nations Classic, right?
Yeah,
remember that?
Really.
God, Family, Country?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get into it myself, but this has been
I know.
Yeah, sorry, Chris, to cut you off there. We do appreciate the call. Good stuff with the Rangers there. This has been a disastrous season. Unfortunately, where, for me personally, the number one thing I was getting into with this season was Sam Rosen's final year.
Oh, yeah.
And I did watch a lot of that last night.
JD?
Sam and JD.
It's
and
awesome.
Now, look.
How'd they sound together?
Okay, I'm going to give you the honest assessment.
Uh-huh.
Because I see a lot of people saying, oh, JD didn't miss a beat. They sounded good together.
Yeah.
Now, they were in a difficult spot because, remember, it was not a local broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a national broadcast, and they clearly were both aware of that, meaning you didn't want it to skew too heavily toward the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being aware of that, JD, to me, didn't have the same excitement for the Rangers that I remember in 94. Now, I'm going off of memories of watching the highlights 100 times in the 94 Stanley Cup Finals, so his excitement level for that is not going to be the same as it is against an otherwise meaningless game where the Rangers are toast against the Flyers. So the excitement, the backing of the Rangers, it didn't give me the feels that I had in the early 90s. I thought Sam was terrific as usual.
Yep.
I thought JD was fine. I wouldn't say that it felt like it was the 90s all over again, but it was an awesome night to have both Sam and JD doing a game together. For me, that is my dream duo. I love both those two guys. I love them together. I hated that the Rangers fired JD as, you know, president or whatever it was then. So that's how much I love that combo.
So it's probably like when you get an old wrestling legend that kind of comes back and you know he doesn't look the same. The body's changed, the moves aren't quite the same, but he still gets the pop because of what he represents.
Yeah, it's a tough spot, BT. He's flying in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He said he did a few games with other, I think with Columbus, whatever. So you're flying in and just popping in to do this one-off. It wasn't the issue wasn't chemistry or it wasn't the sound. It just, I think if JD were a regular part of the Rangers season, there would have been more excitement. And if it were on a MSG broadcast or a local broadcast, there would have been more excitement there.
Yep.
I just, from a Rangers fan, I know why they didn't have it, but Rangers fans wanted Sam and JD. Flyers fans don't care about Sam and JD.
No, they don't.
So I would have been, you know.
It should have happened on MSG is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I get you. So did JD, no, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Now, actually, I want to go back and hear a few clips now that you say this. And I knew that it was going to happen. Did JD walk down memory lane? There was a lot of goals scored, so there was a lot of time to, you know, mix and weave some old stories. Did you get some of that?
A lot of it was late, the goal scoring. They did do a nice job of reliving some of the good moments, and they did talk about it. But again, I can feel and hear it. Maybe it's just as a broadcaster. I could hear and feel them not trying to go too much down memory road because of
who they're playing to.
Yeah, well, they're doing a national broadcast.
I get
to
it.
To their credit, you're not supposed to be biased.
I get it.
So my only critique would be that I didn't get the sense that it was a home broadcast, which is exactly what I'm looking for when it's Sam and JD.
Yeah.
The problem is it wasn't a home broadcast. So they may have done their good job. I wouldn't just label it as saying they didn't miss a beat. Sam was great, as usual. And JD was very good, too, especially for popping in. It just wasn't Sam and JD at their peak.
It sounds like a great premise, but the execution in terms of things that you just said.
It should have been on MSG.
Oh, there you go.
And I wanted a little more excitement
or
disappointment. Excitement when the Rangers did something well.
I mean, 8 goals you give up, too. A couple empty netters, but geez, 8 goals. I mean, they are disgraceful.
Sam was on point. Don't get me. And I don't even mean to be criticizing JD. Who I'm criticizing are the people that say,
yeah, I got you.
Didn't miss
the executives who made them do what they did.
No, not even them.
Oh. I thought you meant by playing to a national audience.
No. Well, that's
an executive decision.
That they had to do. The people that are saying, there are people, Sam and JD didn't miss a beat.
Gotcha.
They're lying because it's not the same that it was.
Gotcha.
And it never could be.
Yeah, how do you recreate that?
That's all that I'm saying.
You put Mike and Chris in the same, they might have some of the magic. Now, it won't feel exactly the same. It'll be close from a nostalgic point of view, and we've seen Mike and Chris jump on with each other over the years. But, yeah, is it quite like it was in the 1994 when the Knicks are chasing a championship and
right.
they're flying to Indiana? And they're flying,
that's
probably not. I got you.
Mild critique. But I think under the circumstances, it was a great job. I watched the whole thing, not because I cared about the Rangers' results, because I know they're done.
Yep.
I watched it because I want to see my two favorites, Sam and JD. Yeah.
Good for you. Right, boy.
We had Craigie stop in for a little while. We've been talking a lot of Giants. We did a little bit of baseball. Unfortunately, both teams off tonight. I hate when both teams are off.
Can't stand it.
At least give us one. We got two teams in this town. I don't mind a little break from the, you know, every single night grind.
Yeah.
But for both teams, and plus we had two afternoon games yesterday.
Yep.
So we were on during some of the action. And by the way, they were quick games yesterday, too.
Very quick.
Now, we didn't mention Max Fried. We should give him some love right now because we talked about Devin Williams. Max Fried was brought here for a reason. He was paid to be an ace. He was paid to be a stopper. And that's exactly what he was yesterday. That is a guy who's worth every penny. Now, it's just one big start very early on in his Yankee tenure, but that's what you're looking for from Max Fried.
Yeah, that's what you gain confidence as from a ball club perspective. You know, obviously Boone's going to say what he says and the players. And I watched all the post-game stuff yesterday on Yes when I got home. Because you're right, the game did go fast. I'm driving home. Basically, Yanks were over.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the Mets. And then Diaz got, you know, gave up numbers. I'm like, this game's over. So I jumped into the Yankee post-game stuff. And, like, Max Fried's demeanor, it's perfect for New York. He's very calm. He's very matter-of-fact. He's very aware of who he is from a pitching and a personality perspective. And now you start to develop a personality as a team where, when you do lose 3-4 games in a row, which is going to happen to the Yankees, it already has, even if they win 90 games, they're going to have a couple of skids here. You get confidence. All right, our horse is getting the ball today. He'll drop the hammer, skid over. Now we start a new streak.
Yeah, it was huge, huge. That's what you're expecting. And he went out there and delivered. But the fact that they both played yesterday, quick games in the afternoon, neither of them play tonight,
yeah,
kind of sucks, man. It takes me out of the flow of the season. We're getting into it.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. I'm in the flow. Every series gains more and more flow, more and more sense of what the personalities will be for the 2025 Yanks and Mets. The one thing now, as evidenced by your lack of enjoyment with the golf discussion with me and Craigie,
yeah.
I mean, what you could do is you could sink your teeth into the Masters because there's no Yanks and Mets, and obviously they'll run this later on. If you're able to avoid looking at your phone or social media or hearing updates, whatever,
care.
I mean, that's a little tricky in 2025. But I do have one Masters observation, not about the field, not about the scores, and it was depressing. And I've felt like this before, but it really hit me today. So you know how they do the ceremonial first shot where they have like a Gary player came out today?
I heard Jerry talking about it this morning.
It's a big thing. Yeah. It's like a great tradition for the Masters. Eventually Tiger and Phil will do it. And, you know, it is what it is. Gary player, who still looks like a piece of steel and piped one. Jack, who could barely bend down and put the tee in the ground, and he said that. And Tom Watson, who's younger and still looks like he could probably go out there and shoot a 75. Maybe not at these conditions, but he could still play. Anyway, I'm watching this, and the symbolism's amazing. It's a beautiful.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Full event. It's a great tradition that I cherish, but I've now morphed into the side of it's actually more depressing than it is enjoyable.
Because?
Because I'm putting myself in their shoes. It's the ceremony of, and then I forget the chairman's name, whatever it is. Maybe it's Woody if he's Hootie, yeah, if he's still doing it. And, you know, welcome to the 2025 Masters. After all three, they take one shot. Like, they're up there with their caddy, and the caddy's wearing the whole white bib and the white Augusta outfit. They have their whole bag on the tee box, like they're going to play 18. They hit one drive, they're probably going to 160 yards at this point, and they're done. Like, I don't know. Like, if I was Gary, Jack, or Tom, I'd be depressed.
Yeah.
Well, I want to play.
Yeah.
But I mean, can't. You know what I mean?
You could look at it that way. I mean, you could also look at it, man, these guys are, how old is Gary Player?
Gary's got to be 80, yeah. Jerry, 85 maybe?
Jerry was saying, I forget the exact age, but whatever it is, for him to just get out there and hit the ball the way that he did.
I agree. I'd sign up for that right now. Yeah. But we've also, no, I didn't see Gary play, saw him play on the seniors tour, same with all these guys. But maybe it's just further, I'm not trying to be depressing here today, but it's just a reinforcement that time doesn't stop for anybody. And Jack, to me, today, more so than Gary, much more than Tom, Jack Nicklaus looked old today.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Well, he is old.
He looked it, though.
Can I tell you what bothers me about the Masters? The elitist nature of it.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying I don't like the event, because I do, like any other golf fan, fringe average golf fan. You know, there's drama on the final Sunday. You get into it when Tiger and Phil were at their peak. I was into it. Even watching it today, it's been nice to have this on in the background.
Yeah, we've had it all day.
Yeah, I enjoy watching guys hit their shots and line the ball, whatever it may be. But there's such an elitist nature to the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Who they allow in, who they don't. The expense of it's always rubbed me the wrong way since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that's something that I just cannot stand for.
It's very stuffy. Yeah. There's no doubt. It's as stuffy as it gets, man. And a lot of their policies and views are antiquated. That's been a topic for the last 10, 12, 15 years, whether it's female membership, minority stuff. Yeah. I mean, these are real topics that we've discussed a lot over the years that I don't disagree with. You know, the one thing that I do, I mean, listen, first of all, it's beautiful. It pops on TV for me more than any other course, whether it's the flowers, the blooming.
And you've never been there?
No, I sent Mr. McManus, who used to run CBS Sports, Sean McManus, this is when I was doing TV for him. I actually sent my father-in-law, and I never called in a favor. I guess it would have been his 70th birthday, so about 5 years ago, I got him and my mother-in-law to go down there, and he got them passes to go. To walk the grounds and actually do it. And one thing you hear from, and I have not been there myself.
During the tournament?
And one of the things you hear from a lot of people who've been to Augusta is you can't appreciate the undulations and the severe slopage because TV doesn't do it justice, meaning it's a lot harder than you would think. But what I do love about watching the Masters is that I do like a reference point. and by now I've watched it for so many years, like where you're supposed to be on each hole, what's danger, what's a good shot, what's a risk reward, you know, this ball is going to slow like Greg Norman, this is going to hang this way, and that's going to slope this way, balls above your feet doing this, like, and I love the U.S. Open because that is more my speed. It's rowdy, it's loud, it's nuts. But because it's a rotational basis, it could be Chambers Bay, it could be out east in Shinnecock or Bethpage or anywhere, really. I don't know the courses quite as well. I like the familiarity that I have with the Augusta track, but I'm with you on the, it's a very stuffy course.
BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Smithtown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Joe, Brandon and Sal. I'm calling because... BT, you just spoke to Sal about how the kids were getting older and how it's, you know, it's beautiful and all these great stages of their lives.
Uh-huh.
And how it's a little sad. You know, you said it's sad. I'm right there with you. But just a few years ago, I got four daughters in my 20s. You know, I always thought I'd be involved with athletics. I was. I coached them. They were great. They played college soccer. It was wonderful. But you know what? I didn't want to live in that sadness anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because it was sad. They were just getting older, just like you said. But the reality is, they didn't need me less. They needed me differently.
Mm.
You know, if I tried to be the father of a toddler when they were in their teens,
I know.
I'm irrelevant.
Yeah.
I move away. I'm done.
Yeah.
Right? So I tried to be the best father of every kid, of the kid, at every stage in their life.
That's well
basically,
said.
Basically,
this call will be recorded.
You know, I mean, that's
what?
It. And they'll always need you.
Yeah.
They'll always need you.
I know.
And they just need you differently.
Yeah. And Mike, it's not like I'm morphing into this, you know, depression. I don't mean as a human being. I mean, you know, there's, yes, I appreciate what you just said. I can see that. And you know what triggered this? You'll appreciate this because you know him and you like him. So Connor Hughes tweeted something out earlier. He's like, I got a dilemma. He's like, Masters or Frozen? And I told you to watch Frozen with Sammy. Have you watched it yet? The great movie Frozen, Let It Go.
Oh, she's seen
a little bit. All right, I got you. Great songs, great story. I even like Frozen too. Either way.
Right now, I'm still at the stage where I'm getting her to watch the movies that I want.
It's supposed to be the other way around at that stage, buddy, but okay. And Goddard tweeted out, he's like, he's a big golfer. He's like, I got a tough dilemma here. It's like, I want to watch the Masters, but my daughter's, you know, not giving up Frozen. Something to that extent.
Yeah.
And I subtweeted and I wrote back, I'm like, lock into Frozen. Sing the songs as loud as you can for as many years as you can, because before you know it, she's not going to watch Frozen with you. Now, she might watch something else with you, and it just sneaks up on you. And like, whether it's Moana or Frozen, like, I know all those songs. I love it. I've said this before. If I ask my daughter tonight to watch Frozen, she's probably not going to be as interested, if interested at all. And for somebody who's sentimental like me, that saddens me.
Yeah.
But the other chapters bring beautiful joy in very different ways, to the last caller's point.
I was just reading a headline here. It's topical from the New York Post 11 minutes ago. Their social media team posted it on X. Millionaire defends decision not to have kids and loves reaping the benefits. Quote, I can nap when I want.
All right. So now, if we were childless, you and I, let's say we were, and okay, so we had no children and we had no spouse. Now, that is for some people.
Talk to me.
All right, he just got so excited. You got way too excited,
talk to
dude. I got you. Yeah, we could do an hour pod and it would be an amazing lifestyle on some level. I think we'll be incredibly lonely, and this is just my perspective. I am not casting aspersions on those who don't marry, clearly, or have kids, clearly. For me, as I've gotten older, I think I would be very lonely and very sad.
Yeah, I was always...
I had my fun.
This is just the honest truth. I never once ever had a desire to be a dad. It wasn't one of those things. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I want to be a dad. I never had that.
Did you want to be a husband or just neither one really?
No,
okay.
I did. So then when I first was talking to my wife when we were dating in the initial phase, I was like, I could go either way, really. Like,
yeah,
I could have a kid.
Uh-huh.
Could go without. At that point, I was living in the city. I was single. I was enjoying myself, trying to make my career. That was always my priority.
Yep.
Still is.
No, me too. That's why I got married late.
So,
me too.
So, yeah. So, it never was that. And I have good friends, great friends that we still see regularly. In Saratoga, we go up there. They'll come down and visit us. And they don't have any children at this particular point. Don't know if they will or whatever. That's their business. But, like, we still... So, I see their life. And they travel the world. And they do a lot of stuff. And I see greatness in that. What I will say is, after experiencing being on the other side of it, there's no way I would go back to, like, there's thoughts about being single and being,
You can't just complete the thought without having to throw that in. We know, we know. I mean, there's always asterisks, which I could probably throw in there as well.
You just want to make sure. Yeah. But there is nothing that I love in the world or have loved in the world more than being a dad.
There's nothing. And, you know, I remember my mom saying all the time when I was young, you'll see someday. You'll see someday when you're a parent. I'm like, yeah, like if she wouldn't let me do something or whatever, or she worried about the, you'll see. And they're right. And there's just, listen, the bottom line is there is no love like a love for a child. There's just not.
And let me just amend that last comment, because I said there's nothing in the world that I love more than being a dad.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Are you going to stay till 2? I mean, that's what the midday show goes. Can you do that? We got a little power-up coming up. Maybe we'll do Batman rankings. I don't know if BT's lukewarm
Batman's
about it.
Batman's not a superhero.
What do you mean? He is a superhero.
No, he's not. What superhero power does he have?
Batman. What do you mean?
What power does he have? What superhero power does he have?
He's got the belt that does everything.
Not a power. The belt has the power. He's got shark repellent spray in his fancy yellow belt and a boy toy wearing your leggings. He ain't a superhero. Robin.
How would you define him? How would you define him if he's not a superhero?
A wealthy dude with an addiction. Mm.
So who are superheroes?
He's not a superhero. Mm. Superman's a superhero. Yeah. Spider-Man,
Aquaman, a
superhero.
Thor, Green Lantern.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the midday show. Just so you know, those hours. I mean, it's 4 hours. What time do you get off the Fox?
I get off at 10.
Perfect. Probably wouldn't be able to get home till 4. I don't know if it fits the schedule exactly.
Listen, there's the guy with the money down the hall. I'll go have a quick shot.
That was Craigie Carton. Craigie Carton coming in, interrupting the show there, having some fun with him as always. Just random whenever he drops in when he's around the building. Couple things, BT. We were just talking about this during the break, and I find it fascinating how the Masters is it's so elite. It turns me off. It is beautiful to watch. And then I start to think, man, that would be a bucket list to be able to go to the Masters. We're talking about how impossible it seems to even get tickets. And then memberships. And you were telling me that, now I didn't see this to be fact, but you were telling me that Jordan, he got denied.
I heard at one point he did. I don't know if that's still the case. It's very exclusive. It's very cheap. Like, you would think there's some clubs by where we live, you and I.
Yeah.
I mean, the initiation fees are preposterously high, but that's not the case at Augusta. It's low.
Right, but it's just so it's invite-only invite by only. Membership.
Yep.
Some sports figures who were invited.
Okay. I know Boomer played there.
Well, there's not just playing. I'm talking about members.
I got you.
But still, I mean, I just like to walk the course, you know, play it, forget about. But
oh, God, I'd lose 37 balls.
I'd like to just be there just to say, you know what, I saw Augusta. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, here's what, I take that back. I don't want to go there. The fact that they don't want me or people like me in there, screw you, Augusta National. I don't need you. Who do you think you are? I'll go play better golf courses than that. I can find a golf course. I don't even need to play golf. The elitist green jacket, blue jacket. Who gives a?
Yeah, go play at Sunken Meadow when you go visit your mom and wait for 6 hours to get on the tee box. Or go play at, what's the other one?
I get invited.
The five courses that they have,
you know,
right there.
I'm invite only. The only way I play golf is if I get invited. How about that?
That's
I don't have to play golf.
That's generally how it works for everybody.
All right, so the sports figures who are members.
Go ahead.
Goodell.
Nah.
Lou Holtz.
Okay.
Manfred. Peyton Manning.
I like Peyton.
Eli Manning.
I like Eli.
Jack Nicklaus.
Jack. I wonder if he still plays. Jack's
Annika
the best.
Sorenstam.
Amazing.
Lynn Swann.
Oh.
There's
interesting.
A
Lynn Swann.
Pat Hayden, former NFL player and athletic director at USC.
Okay.
Jimmy Dunn or Jimmy Dune, Seminole Golf Club president, PGA Tour official.
Any actors? Any musicians?
Let's see. La, 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 la,
I heard, as you're looking that up, I heard a story. There's a golf course. I don't know if it's quite this exclusive, but it used to be in Las Vegas. I'm sure many of you guys and gals have heard. The Shadow Creek, it's called. And I believe Wynn owned it, and maybe he still does. I don't know. I haven't been out there in a while. But to get on Shadow Creek, it was very similar. Like, you couldn't just show up. You could be worth $15 billion, and if they don't want you playing, you're not playing. One, this is a true story that I heard from somebody who played there several times. One time, Jordan rolled up with a limousine of buddies, and I don't know if they were NBA players or just buddies, and they were like, Mike, you could play, but your buddies can't play. Like, they got everybody's a little bit banged up. I'm sure they were having some fun in Vegas. Like, there are certain golf courses, and listen, it's your prerogative. It's also my prerogative to say that's not really where I want to be.
Right.
If it's that stuck up, but there are many golf courses that are still like that, dude.
Try to just make sure I think this is Golf Magazine, golf.com news. This is an article from a while ago, but it said it got a partial list of members here. Notable business businessmen and women. Warren Buffett.
Okay.
Anna Botin or Botin, B-O-T-I-N.
Is Trump a member?
Bill Gates. No, or at least not according to this.
Okay. Bill Gates.
Sean McManus.
Yeah. Oh, he's a member?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
According to this, yeah.
Wow.
Other people I'm not even familiar with. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Ed Bastian. Yeah, I mean,
any former presidents? There's not many still alive that are able to play, but
politicians. Yeah, Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, she's a good golfer. She's very good.
Sam Nunn.
Okay.
Former U.S. Senator from Georgia.
Uh huh.
Masters marker, Jeff Knox, Michael McDermott, whatever that is. Augusta National Chairman. Deceased members, Dwight Eisenhower.
Wow.
There you go.
He was a little president.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnie.
Anyway,
it's interesting.
I mean, hey, I just don't like the elite nature of that myself.
I hear you.
I don't want to go to Augusta National.
Right, they don't want you.
BT Sal so on the fan. Rui is calling from Mountainside. Rui?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Yes. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was actually calling about the JD Sam Rosen thing, but now that you're talking about, I just want to tell you a little story. So yesterday I heard that Angel Cabrera was going to play in the Masters, right?
Yes, he is.
Now, I go to a lot of tournaments, and I love the practice rounds. I used to take my daughter, and I took my son. My son was very disabled. He passed away 10 years ago now. But
sorry to
hear 2009, at the Liberty Golf Club.
Yeah.
I think it was back then, it was the Barclays.
I was there. FedEx. I was there in 2009 for that. Yep, yep.
Are you? Oh, I loved it. So I've got pictures with, Sergio Garcia picked up my son and held him. I've got pictures with him. Mickelson came over, signed a glove, on and on and on. Just wonderful. I mean, and my son, he had a tracheostomy. He was in a wheelchair.
Gotcha.
He was disabled. He looked amazing, right?
Yep.
Angel Cabrera comes walking by, and I said, Angel, can I get a picture? He gave me the loudest sigh, actually, like, raised his shoulders, lowered his shoulders, walked over with the, like, biggest puss on his face. And I actually said, you know what? Never mind. And I walked away.
Good for you.
So I have always hated the guy. And I heard he's coming. I hope he shoots like a 120.
Well, he was in jail. So, Carver came around.
I didn't know that. And thank you for the call and for sharing your story. We appreciate that. And sad to hear, obviously, the passing of your son there.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.